We're sitting at 6:12 on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon on WDUN. Missouri Congressman Todd Akin has been dominating the news cycle recently. His comments on rape, it's been said that they were ill thought out, insensitive, medically incorrect, and elected officials from both parties are asking him to drop out of the Senate race as a result of this commentary. On the line with us, Dr. Bart Rossi, a political psychology expert, to delve a little deeper into what maybe Mr. Akin, Congressman Akin, was thinking when he made these comments. Welcome to the show, Dr. Rossi. We're happy to have you here.
Oh, great to be with you.
Why would he even comment on something like rape?
If I was to evaluate Congressman Akin, what I would come up with is this. Here is someone who I believe is extremely narcissistic, self-absorbed, to the point of which he thinks he can get away with almost anything he says. He thinks that he's a hero to the right. He really feels that he can get away with extreme thoughts, twisting the facts, and spinning so far to the right that it became ridiculous. Do you notice he used the word legitimate rape? What I take out of this is what he's really saying is that women are the fabricators and the liars. Because if there's legitimate rape, then I guess he's really referring to phony rape. So I say that he's the kind of guy who really wants to demean women, and he's setting out a code word here so he can appeal to his base, which is the far right, maybe the angry guy on the far right who he thinks is going to vote for him.
Now, you just threw out a word that we're all familiar with, but with a negative connotation, and that is narcissism. In your mind, should Congressman Akin withdraw from the race, and how is it going to impact his future?
That's a great question. My view is that I think he should have withdrawn because this nonsense about apologizing and having people forgive him. I mean, this was a deliberate attempt on his part. And now to say that he misspoke is really beyond the pale of reason. We know he didn't misspeak. However, I do feel that there are a lot of folks who probably don't like him very, very much, but they still believe that since he's the candidate, he has the right to be the candidate. And the voters should decide. I do believe some folks have a valid argument that he's the candidate and voters should make this determination.
Dr. Bart Rossi, it's been great getting your insight. Great talking to you. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We've got plenty more show coming up, folks. Stay tuned.